Museum curators in the Northwest are now working to update exhibits that focus on the region's indigenous people. They're trying to do that in a way that both modernizes stories of indigenous people and tells them more truthfully. But what does that even mean? Correspondent Emily Schwing visited two Northwest museums to find out.
The last time you went to a natural history museum, did you notice those glass cases filled with the costumes, jewelry, and tools of the native people who are still living right here in the Northwest?
Entering a museum and seeing artifacts or seeing objects from my tribe is heartbreaking.
Polly Olson is a member of the Yakima Nation. She's also the tribal liaison for the Burke Museum in Seattle. She says placing Native American objects, like a handmade huckleberry basket, behind glass takes away its life.
I was raised that these baskets need to be fed as well as human beings. So we have family baskets that we take out into the berry fields and pick with us. You feed them. They have a spirit. They're alive.
In anticipation of a brand new Burke Museum opening next year, Olson's been meeting with elders from tribes across the region. She wants to make sure new exhibits depict that living spirit. For example, instead of simply displaying a basket with the date it was acquired,
we would like to change that to be a statement of a Colville basket that is used to gather huckleberries during the late summer.
There's much more of a story there.
Right, and you have an understanding of what the item is used for, where currently you look at the items and you don't fully understand its purpose.
This is the kind of rethinking that's starting to take hold in museums that house Native American objects. Curators are ready to tell a more complete story than what's been told in the past. That's what's happening at a museum in British Columbia that houses an exhibit about the Sinaixt people, who once occupied a huge stretch of land from the Colville Reservation in northeastern Washington, all the way north to Revelstoke, British Columbia. Astrid Hjerdal is the executive director of Touchstones Nelson Museum of Art and History.
So it's very clear that this land was occupied for thousands and thousands and thousands of years before settlers came.
She shows me a row of glass cases on the second floor of the museum that hold all kinds of items that once belonged to the Sinaixt. In 1956, the Canadian government officially deemed the Sinaixt extinct. Currently, 4,000 members of the tribe live in Washington state, pushed off their traditional lands as settlers migrated west. But that story isn't clear when you visit this museum.
People really want to see themselves represented and represented properly with honesty, with truth, recognizing the true history of this area and bringing in opportunities to talk about current events in relationship to history.
Hjerdal's working with the community to modernize that story by 2021. Like at the Burke, they're also consulting with tribal members. There are some very painful stories in Indigenous history. Many Native people suffer from generational trauma. There's the controversial efforts of missionaries to bring Christianity to tribes, and there's the ugly truth of how Indigenous people were displaced, both from their lands and their culture.
So we will talk about language suppression. We'll talk about displacement. We'll talk about reservations.
That's Sven Hawkinson. He's the Burke's curator of North American anthropology. He's also Alaska Native. He says the list of injustices is long, but they don't complete the main story.
And that's what we want to share, is the resilience of all communities. And I mean, even under the circumstances that we've been put, there is so much resilience. And using the objects as a way to get the communities to see that, and also then take ownership of it. So they own it, not us.
I'm Emily Schwing, reporting.